Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. We're committed to highlighting student voices as part of our Enlighten Me segment here on The Green. And last month, for the first time, we put the spotlight on work produced by students at the University of Delaware. This week, we return to UD to hear more stories produced by communications majors for a class taught by Nancy Karabjanian, longtime first aid journalist, director of UD's Center for Political Communication, and one of the founders of Delaware Public Media. We start with Morgan Zisman, who's heading into her senior year. She focused on Best Buddies, a nonprofit organization that promotes the inclusion of all people by matching people with and without disabilities to form one-on-one friendships. At UD, Morgan found that the Best Buddies experience gave one student the confidence to start his own business.
Establishing the bond of friendship by giving someone with intellectual and developmental disabilities a Best Buddy is at the core of the Best Buddies program.
You kind of find your kind of person to hang out with.
That was Daniel Owen, a 30-year-old member of the Best Buddies program. Since first joining Best Buddies about 3 years ago, Daniel found friendships with two UD students. Best Buddies helped ease the transition for Daniel when he first moved to Delaware from Kansas City almost 4 years ago.
When I came here, I didn't really have a lot of people to hang out with. So, I mean, when you meet somebody from your buddy and then you meet their friends and then you become friends with them, it's kind of nice.
Daniel hosted a radio show with his first buddy and continues to post podcast interviews online. He combines his love of broadcasting with baking. Daniel now has his own cookie company called Owen's Oven. He developed a website that includes recipes, photos, and links to his interviews. It is a seed of the business he hopes to open back home in Kansas City. He is always busy in the kitchen developing new recipes and baking.
He makes the best cookies I've ever had in my entire life. They're so good.
That was Katie Altamari, a sophomore elementary education major here at UD and also Daniel's current buddy. She feels spending time with Daniel and the Best Buddies program validates what she wants to do later in life.
And it's like nice to like have this kind of relationship because like you're learning like more about them like outside the classroom. You're not going to get this kind of experience like anywhere else.
Best Buddies touches each of the members' lives in a significant way.
Best Buddies is a good program, I would say. You make a lot of friends from it.
And because of those friendships, Daniel finds it easy to spread the word about his cookie business. Right now, he is working on a vegan cookie recipe and hopes his customers will enjoy his cookies as much as he enjoys baking them. I'm Morgan Zisman.
Thanks to UD rising senior Morgan Zisman. Next up is Nicole Jarillo, who just completed her junior year. With students across the nation breaking barriers and becoming the first in their families to attend college, she tells us University of Delaware students have started an organization on campus specifically for this group of students.
About 34% of undergraduates across the nation are first-generation college students. We're First strives to lower that percentage. As a student-run organization, We're First helps first-generation college students navigate the higher education maze. President Andrew Garcia says it's all about connections.
So essentially what we do is we put them in contact with scholarships that they may not know were there, resources on campus that they don't really know. Our events are meant to kind of open up their comfort zone, to be able to meet new people, to really network with other people on campus, whether it's they find another study buddy or whether they find like their next best friend for college and stuff like that. We really just want them to be open, come out, try new stuff, definitely take advantage of like the resources we come up with and stuff like that.
Not only is Andrew president of We're First, he is a first-generation college student himself. He describes how his own experiences have been a main factor for why he is a part of this organization.
It was different. Usually when you're not first generation, you have a support system. Me, I'm the oldest in my family,
okay.
Nobody in my family was went to college, so it was brand new. It was a brand new experience. There was really no one to go to for like support and for like advice and things like that. So it was just a lot of learning on your feet, quick learning. And that really, depending on how you approach it, it can really set you up for failure. Mm-hmm. And that's why we really want to come in and help out students so that they don't have to worry about the little things.
Yeah.
And they can just focus on their degree.
We're First member, Isabella Corrales, is a senior fashion marketing major expecting to graduate this upcoming May. She says it was challenging for her to be the first in her family to attend college, but is now proud to wear the title of first-generation college student.
It was just a lot harder for me to do it just because we were all so lost on the process and not really sure where to go with it. But I think it was a really good experience for me being the first one to go to college.
We're First is there to help UD students with anything that might alleviate their worries and concerns coming into college and make their college experience as enjoyable as possible. I'm Nicole Jarillo.
Thanks to UD Rising Senior Comm Major, Nicole Jarillo. And we wrap up with another student heading into her senior year, Jalen Rumpf. She says that while many students live their everyday lives without giving too much thought to their health, those with chronic illness may find their health influences their every action.
I take 8 pills in the morning, 6 at night, twice a day, every single day.
Erica Woolridge is a Delaware native who graduated from Bennett College in North Carolina. Her chronic illnesses affect her daily and her career now of training and development for an energy company in Baltimore.
I have lupus, and I have fibromyalgia, and I have kidney disease. Every day there's pain, but sometimes the levels of pain are bearable, right? You don't really realize what your tolerance is until you have to actually experience it. But today it was like really bad. So I knew that it would take me a really long time to get dressed. So I just called in a sick day.
Weeks of traveling for her job had taken a toll on her body. Illnesses like lupus and fibromyalgia cause extreme fatigue and pain. Some days are harder than others, but Erica hasn't let that slow down her passion for working. Junior Hope Moser tries to balance her health and her academic workload.
The way my doctor explains it, like, it's kind of like a roller coaster where, like, sometimes I'm down and, like, I'm fine and, like, there's nothing going on, and other times I'm at, like, the height of the roller coaster and it just starts up again and, like, there's nothing I can do about it, really, and it just happens and I get sick.
Hope has several chronic illnesses, including fibromyalgia, chronic migraines, and chronic fatigue syndrome. She explains how UD's DSS office, or Office of Disability Support Services, can be a great help to students with disabilities, including chronic illnesses.
I'm registered with the DSS office, and they know all about my stuff. And in the beginning of the semester, every semester, they send out an email to all of the professors saying, hey, this student is registered with the DSS office. These are this student's accommodations.
While the DSS office works to help students academically, there is a chronic illness advocates group for students to share some emotional and social support. Rachel DeLauder is one of the co-presidents of the group.
I wanted to join just because I guess I wasn't really finding like that outreach group with chronic illnesses here on this campus, and I don't feel like it's really a course broadcasted, but I didn't really find like a safe space to actually talk about that until like I saw that.
The group has counselors come in and speak about various ways to cope with illness, including meditation, proper diets, and even speaking with your professors when you need the extra help. One of her next goals is to have a fundraiser walk on campus to raise awareness and funds.
It's really important to be understanding of people and not to like jump to conclusions about someone's health status just based on the way they look. Because just because someone looks generally healthy doesn't mean that they are.
Empathy and compassion from others and the support of the Chronic Illness Advocates Group makes a difference. I'm Jalen Rumpf.
Thanks to Jalen Rumpf, as well as Morgan Zisman and Nicole Jarillo, comm majors at the University of Delaware, for enlightening us this week with their campus voices.